Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young
people.
We'll talk to
old people.
It would make a shot.
Coming to you from amazing Las Vegas, Nevada, as we say, with the sun shining on both sides of the street. Well, I tell you, this morning is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to go ahead and give the number out to you. I'll give it a couple of times during the show. The phone number, if you'd like to call me in, you know, call in and chime in and talk with us, is area code 347-324-5730. Again, the number, 347-324-5730. Well, today is going to be a fun show because our title of our show today is Who, How, What, When, Where. Let's talk about the wisdom of the War Room movie. I don't know if you got to see it. If you haven't, I would say it is a must-see. You know, the word says we die because of a lack of knowledge. Well, you know, they talk about Hollywood and all the horrors of Hollywood and the worst part of Hollywood, but here we are, men and women of God that are on the big screen, and the message is very clear. So if God will use a donkey, surely he would use the actors and actors in Hollywood to use the gift of acting to bring forth a really clear, defined message. And our tag today, we're going to be talking about a secret place, your secret place. On my knees, I cried and my father answered. Building a strong home and life. We've been talking about women being the pillars of the house. And also, you are not your situation, you're more. I'm going to go ahead and pull in my co-host, Lady Kathy Howard, and Lady Dr. Kathy Howard. And as I pull her in, I'd like to say to each one of you again, if you'd like to call in, the number being area code 347-324-5730. Good morning. Good morning, Lady Kathy. How are you? And have you seen the movie War Room?
Good morning, Lady Susie. I am well, and yes, ma'am, I saw the movie War Room. My husband and I went to see it on Friday night, and oh my God, it was just so phenomenal. So phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely.
How are you?
I'm amazing. I mean, I've seen it three times now. I've taken, you know how it's in the movie, she talks about grabbing another woman and a husband and taking them to the show.
Yeah.
So I took my sister and her husband, and before that I went with a friend, a girlfriend, and I'm taking two more people.
Wow,
so,
wonderful.
Yeah, this movie,
I can't wait till it comes out.
Oh, yeah, and I think it would be something good to even have it for a couple things in the churches as well as the singles. And what you're doing is you are building a muscle in your church, setting the tone for a family. Now, we're going to jump into this because it was a lot to the movie. And I'll tell you what my favorite part was when she was going to only sell a home for this woman. And it's amazing how God sets you up. And not only sets you up, but sets you free. I'll put it that way. And with her being a realtor, and she's standing there, and they're talking about the house, and then she starts to ask questions. And I tell you, the older lady, the woman of wisdom, she actually was right on point throughout the whole thing. I love the part with the coffee when she was offering her coffee, and she gave her a lukewarm coffee. But she had asked her previously, you know, how's your prayer life? Is it hot or is it cold? Or is it lukewarm? And she said, well, I guess it's lukewarm because, you know, it's not hot and it's not cold. So she served her what she requested of God, only a lukewarm relationship. Then the other part of that is when she invited her back, and she invited her back that next morning, and she was talking to her, and she began to only complain about what he was doing. Oh, he's this, he's not that, he's doing this, he's not doing that. But when she sat on the bed that evening with her daughter, and her daughter realized that she hadn't even been paying attention to her daughter, the same complaint she had about her husband. Let's speak to that.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. You know, the elderly woman has so much wisdom, but what I loved about her was she was so in tune with God, so in tune with the things of God and listening to God. And she actually prayed that God would send her someone to pray into. And she absolutely, the woman was so phenomenal. I'm telling you, everything that she did had a purpose. You know, every question that she asked had a purpose. And like you said, she thought she was going to sell a home, but God had a better plan. And so when we think about, you know, our plans, which are not God's plans usually, he knows what's best for us. Their marriage was in shambles. The husband, you know, he had a wandering eye, and he was just really a hot mess. But they were miserable. But nobody thinks about the children usually. You know, the daughter came home with good grades for the most part, except for one C, and her mom reassured her that was okay. But the dad, when he came in, he just immediately started fussing, like a lot of dads do or husbands do, and totally ignore the child. And to me, the child had just as much wisdom as the elderly woman, because
exactly,
I was shocked when she told her mom, you know, what's my favorite color? What's the name of the team? What's the team colors? She didn't even know her daughter was in the competition.
Right, and that, what award did I just win? Wow.
Yeah. And so, but she never said anything though. She never said anything about what was going on because she saw how the family dynamic was at that point. And so I love the way she did it when her mom came in. Her timing was perfect.
Right. And then, you know what, even the wisdom of, well, we'll just go little by little. But anyway, the funny part was for me when she told her to sit down, and she told her she was going to give her an hour of time. And she sat there, and she ranted about what he wasn't doing and this, that, and the other. She said, well, I tell you what, why don't you write it down? Write down everything he's done wrong. And in the process of her writing that down, when she came back in the room, and Apostle and I discussed this last night, along with my sister and her husband, and she had to write it down. But the people that did this movie, first of all, had a lot of godly wisdom. When she had her write it down and she gave it to her and she looked at her, she was like, huh, well, this is just part of it. This is just for you to get a glimpse of what's going on. And she said, I'm not going to read it. Apostle sat us down last night and he said, do you guys understand why she wouldn't read it?
Did you see the movie also?
Oh, yeah. We went together last night, and my sister and her husband.
Okay.
He said, do you guys really understand why she did not read all of the complaints of the wife? And it was funny because we all said, all four of us at the same time, is because she would have been validating what the woman said, and the negativity would have continued to be fed. A lot of times when we receive information that's negative, especially on paper, and you know what I'm talking about right now, health-wise, you're dealing with things yourself. You don't read the paperwork because, again, going back to what the Word of God says, whose report will you believe?
And if she would have read that, that's what he brought to our attention. If she would have read that according to what the Word of God says, whose report will you believe? Then she would have been validating what the woman was saying, not following the Word of God. And the scripture that says, what you say is not what really is. You can speak. Oh, God, what is the scripture? Help me right now. Speak things that aren't as though they are. And that's so that you don't give it so much life. And when he was telling us that, oh, my God, the table just went, it began to erupt with information. I mean, it was beautiful how this movie is put together and the wisdom of the writers and directors of this movie. And the whole other part that was really good on that is that prayer room. Remember when she went into her prayer room and saw the papers on the wall and how she had prayed for her family in specifics? And she went home, and the funniest part was when she tried to sit in there. We all have been there. She created the prayer room, but it still had the clothes and everything in there. And while she was sitting there trying to pray for 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 5 minutes, she fell asleep. But when she got the message, she fell asleep in there because she had prayed so long. And when she went to the door, because the doorbell rang.
That was too funny.
And she was talking to the poor guy, and she had morning breath. Her hair was all over her head. The mascara had dripped down her face. But that threw me. I was laughing so hard. Even when she was eating the chips in the room. Remember when she was eating the chips
and
drinking soda?
In the prayer room, eating chips and drinking soda.
And the kids were like, her daughter was like, are you okay? She said, don't you tell nobody I was in here eating chips and drinking a soda in the closet. And she looked over to her friend and said, don't tell anybody. That was hilarious. I mean, just the whole movie, you laughed, you cried, and there was a reality check. So, I mean, that the thing that came out of that for me, and I'm going to ask you the same question, which we both already have one. We have our own war room. And but the one thing that she did that I haven't been doing is I'm going to now put it on the wall. Remember that one she had on the wall, prayers answered? That was in the frame?
Yes.
That's something that I think I'm gonna adopt, because there have been so many prayers that have been answered, but I want to continue that. I want to, the prayers that I have warred over that have been, that God has done exactly what he said he was going to do, the answered prayers. It's just a documentation. It's also a touchstone for you to remember in those times when it's tough. So anyway, tell me what you got out of the movie.
Well, I have a prayer room, and I don't call it a war room, but I was thinking during the movie, I should call it a war room, because that's where I do my battle.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But, and then I also have, I think probably about a month ago, because I write everything down, and I put it on sticky, stick it on the wall. And I tell you what, my wall was covered with so many stickies over the years. I started going back through, because as the prayers I answered, I take them off. And so my whole wall was covered, and I started on another wall. These are yellow stickies, mind you, all over the place, on one wall in particular. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to go back through and look at those. And they dated back from 2011. And I started taking out stickies, and I probably took out 75 stickies of answered prayers. And I was down to two stickies. I was sticking stuff every day over the years, and I was down to two. I ran and told my husband, look at this. All these were answered, because I hadn't went back and revisited them. I just keep praying over them. But the thing is, when we have, and I like to take it to God. Okay, here's my situation. I overdate them, and I hang it up, because I believe in writing the vision and making the plan. So I have a slightly different take on what you guys were saying about why she wouldn't read all her complaints she wrote down about her husband. And I felt like when I was watching the movie that she had to write them down to get them out of her, first of all. But secondly, if she put them on paper, then she can present them to God. So So I felt like that's why she didn't read them, because that was personal between her and God. But she wanted her to get them out of her, put them on paper, and then you give that to, you take that to the prayer, to the war room. You know what I mean? So that was a slightly different take that I had on it, because it really wasn't about her. It was about her petitions that she wanted to present to God and let him answer. But the movie was so phenomenal. What I love is that her daughter, our kids mirror what we do. And so same thing to her mother, she just started her own little list in her closet. And I thought that was so powerful.
Yes.
And as prayers were being answered, her daughter would check them out. The one thing I thought her dad was going to do when he was in her room and fell to his knees and started crying was I wanted him to go look in her closet. I'm like, oh, you got to go in the closet. I wanted him to see that his daughter was also doing the same thing. So that was one thing I probably would have put in the movie. Because
well, you know why I think they didn't? You know why I think he didn't? Because he saw, too, you remember on the desk how she said, I love double dutch, and he had just said to her, you're too old to play, to be jumping rope.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
was a validation, and a validation how he invalidated her, even her mother and her. The women, the most important women in his life, he kept invalidating. And I think he probably would have made it to the closet, but the part of him falling to his knees in his weakness, in his brokenness, on the floor in her room where there's total innocence. There's been no sex. There's been no arguments. There's been no nothing. They hadn't put anything in and they didn't take anything out. So while he was on his knees, he was putting back himself back into the heart of his daughter and hurt his daughter back into his heart. And again,
going back to what you said.
Go ahead. No, say
your
what you're
daughter,
saying.
Remember the daughter, the reason why her mother had a conversation with the daughter is because she overheard her talking to her friend and talking about how their home was really happy.
That was hilarious, trying to eat, watch them try to eat with her after that.
Yeah.
She was stabbing that salad.
That was, you know, they was looking at her like,
Right. But we as women, that's what we do. We'll be quiet, but we're stabbing that fork. Oh my God, to that plate. But the other part, speaking of food, that was funny. When she heard he was with another woman, she said nothing. She prepared dinner. Do you remember he switched plates?
Yeah.
he thought she was going to poison him, but he had been poisoned. He had poisoned himself. And even when he tried to commit adultery against her, her prayers reached to him in Atlanta and made
him sick.
I mean, God brought him down to naught. God brought him down to naught to rebuild him, saving his life. He didn't go to prison. I mean, that was, as she said, that right there was favor. And in the midst of life and living life and the things that we go through, God is always favorable to us. That's why I always pray, and I thank God for unmerited favor. I didn't earn it. I didn't have to do anything to get it. But I thank you for giving it to me. Just giving it to me free will.
Oh, yes.
And that's something that we can also apply. The other thing that the closing of the movie when they were selling the house, and this is for something that we, and anybody that wants to call in, again, the number is area code 347-324-5730. The other thing was when they were selling the house, and there had been other people there, but when that last couple came in that wanted to be closer to their family, to mentor their children and grandchildren further, and the husband kept walking in the closet, out the closet, in the closet, out the closet, and to recognize, as he said, prayer. He said, "What room is the what room is this? This was a prayer. This prayer's in here." And she said, "Yes, that was her prayer room." He said, "The walls have been seized with prayer. They have been actually put into the wall. That room was, you know, they say we are standing on holy ground." And when you come in the presence of real holy ground, I know when he walked in, that was, as an actor, that was perfect choice, because it was like,
yes,
his wife even looked at him like, what are you doing? But he went in, came out to see if the what that feeling was, because it was so embedded in the wall. And he recognized, yes, as it was with Mary and Elizabeth, that he had actually bumped into life, a prayer life. And he said, this is a house that we'll purchase, you know. So, you know, life is so amazing, and it the changes and the things that we go through, even down to the part of the death of her husband and her being so angry because he chose the military over her and the family, and how she had to turn around when the daughter, the young lady was saying to her how she had been such a blessing. And she had to remind, she had to say out of her mouth, no, you're the blessing. I ask God. And for her to come in, and her marriage was as much in turmoil as hers was, the older woman. She never got to heal her marriage, but she has made it an effort to make sure that other marriages will be healed through her testimony. So that's pretty amazing to be able to be that innate and that aware that when God's talking to you. Oh, the other part that was so funny is when they sold the house for the amount that it was sold, and she found out that the son was in a very high esteem position, and
yeah,
how the end of it was,
yeah,
that was hilarious. And then how she looked,
yeah,
at her and said, yeah,
she's like a city manager or something.
Yeah. And then to find out that the house is sold, and she was telling her, she said, now that's what I want. I want to be the God like that, like that, like that. And then to find out that the daughter had been texting her. That was so adorable. So it's just, yeah, that whole movie was moving. And it also,
yes,
did
it
you
was.
Guys see any of the commercials prior to that?
It was a certain movie. We got there just as the movie was starting.
Oh, my God. You
so
missed the beginning
see.
Part. There's two different movies, three different movies that are coming out that are that powerful again. As a matter of fact, I have them written down. I'll tell you about them or text them to you later. But I'm looking at what God's doing. There is an opportunity that God is healing the family first. And the next two movies are talking about the fires that we're having. And, you know, God said he never would destroy the land about with water again. And I remember growing up that they used to sing, fire, fire, fire. You know, remember that song?
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know, it was back in the day, I remember that the preachers were saying, God, it's going to be done by fire. And here it is.
No more water, but fire next time.
Yes.
I love
these
producers and these writers. They actually, have you seen the movie Fireproof?
You said, I'm sorry?
Have you seen the movie Fireproof?
Yes, I have. Again.
Yeah, those are the same writers and producers of this movie. After we saw Fireproof, I actually bought the whole set. They have a fireproof, because a lot of I wanted to use it in our marriage ministry, so I bought the whole teaching set to use in our marriage ministry. And when I saw this one, you know, this was kind of similar to Fireproof, and These are good teaching tools for marriages, because the like you said, Hollywood and the movie industry, they don't really focus on marriages in a religious Christian way. You know, they have all the other stuff going on in the movies, but they don't give God the glory. And so these movies are so productive in marriages, and they're awesome for marriage ministries at churches and different places. And when we think about, your husband said this to me, and I'll never forget it, probably a year ago. I was telling him to talk to his knucklehead son who doesn't listen to me.
Right.
He says, we don't listen to our wives. I said, but that's a problem. He said, yeah, but we listen to God. So talk to God. And God will talk to us. You know, and so when I thought about, when I was watching this movie, that came back to me, wait, you know, Apostle said, we listen to God, so that's where you got to go with it. So the war room is us talking to God and him talking to our husbands or people in our life or, you know, the changes that need to be made that should be made. You know, sometimes we have this thing going on where we just want it this way, but, you know, according to God's will and word, we talk to God about it. We go to war in our room, in our spirit. We go into spiritual warfare concerning our marriages and our families and our home, our homes. And as you know, our family has been in a war. We've been, I mean, it's been turned up a thousand times. And so that reminded me that that's where you go. You know, when you're in a war, you get on your face and you go to the war room and work that out and let God do it. You have to release it. And I talked about this, I think, a week or so ago when I was saying at one point it just got overwhelming. And I went to my therapist, and my therapist said to me, "Where do you go? We talked about this. Where do you go when things start getting heavy on you?" I said, "I go to God." And I said, "I meditate." He said, "Hold on." Pulled up my phone. He said, "You pray."
Hello.
He said, "You pray." So you got to pray. This man, I don't think, knows God at all. I really don't. But he reminded me where to go. No, you pray. I said, "Father, that's the last time I'm going to have somebody tell me where to go."
There you go. And you know what's good?
I actually left there feeling foolish.
Yeah, but that's the good thing is that sometimes we need somebody to send us back to the cross.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what happened in this movie even. And the real key is, you know, I was looking at when I looked at this, I was looking and I thought about the scripture, Titus 2, and starting from verse 4 and 5, and it said, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keeper at home, good, obedient to their husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And the whole thing being is, everything sends us back to the originator, God. And that's the same thing that we have to do. It really, daily, and that's what the scripture says, you know, for us to daily, we got to peel stuff off daily and give it back to him. It doesn't belong to us anyway. The fight is not ours. This is a fight that we don't have in, we can't win in our flesh. And we can't win in ourselves. We have got to take it back to him. The one part, too, where she decided to take it back, and she was told the devil inside her house, "You got to go. I don't know where you're going, but you got to get out of here." Then she went outside of her house and told him on the property, "You can't even have the property."
You done.
And guess what? You can go to hell. Go back to hell because you already lost the fight. I forgot. You already lost the fight. I remember now. That was amazing.
Yeah.
So
it was totally amazing.
The whole thing
and I don't know how many times I've opened my door and helps him out.
Yep.
You know, okay, today you're getting your eviction notice. Get out of my house. Sometimes my husband would go to the golf course, and I would be so excited because I would open up all the doors and windows and show him the door. Show him the door. Yep. When it feels like, okay, something in this house ain't right, some wrong spirit is showing up, and I got to cast it out. And so when she did that, reminded me of myself. One time I had my husband go with me, "Hey, I don't like this atmosphere in here. Let's just get rid of the spirit." But, you know, that's when the pastor went into the closet when he was looking at the home to purchase, I said to myself that you can go in the house and you can feel, just like we can feel spirits that are not right, we can also feel when the atmosphere has been saturated with prayer and the anointing is in the house and in the room. And it was so funny because she kept saying, you know, when she first met her, "This is my third favorite room in the house. This is my second favorite room in the house," you know. And her timing was impeccable, totally impeccable. But what I love is that she recognized her when she showed up. She recognized that this was her assignment when she showed up.
Right.
It wasn't just the realtor to sell her home. This was her assignment. She wasn't believing concerned about the home being sold. She was more concerned about the assignment that she asked God to give her. And she didn't miss her time.
Exactly. Well, that's something that we can even close this show with today. First of all, that we want you to make sure that you go to Titus chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
Start with 3.
And read that.
Start with 3 because it talks about the aged woman.
Okay, let's see, 3 through 5 then.
Yeah.
And when you read that, really, really look at it. And we want to close the show, and we're going to talk about that on Friday. We're going to talk about recognizing your assignment. So if you have a few moments, kind of meditate on it, and then we'd like for you to go ahead and make sure that you understand that you're that important, that that is what this show is about. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and we want to thank you for joining us today. And if you haven't seen The War Room, you need to get out and see it. If you have seen it, meditate on it. Meditate on it. Find someone younger than yourself and mentor them. Recognize your assignment when it shows up. We're going to be talking about recognizing your assignment on Friday. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that deals with anything, anything that would cause you to reckon or be considering even suicide, or we deal with bullying, anything that is stressful to you. There's a phone number you can call that's a 24-hour number, 702-683-6373. Again, that's Hands of Comfort Foundation, a nonprofit organization, 702-683-6373. And our sponsor, you can go ahead and say it yourself, Destined for Glory Ministries. Lady Kathy, would you speak, please?
Yes, Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries. That address is 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. And if you would like to call, the phone number is 705-679.
Well, as I said, we're at the end of our show. Thank you, my co-host. You have an amazing day. And for everyone that's out there, we want you to know that there are options. Recognize that you have an assignment. Find out who it is, not what it is. Find out who your assignment is. I want to thank you and say join us on Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. Thank you for being here with us at First Lady Blog Talk Radio. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.